Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, July 26th, and I am reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation. And as we pray, Lord, we are listening for a word from you that we can apply to our daily lives. Our first passage is from 2 Corinthians chapter 11. The title in my Bible says, Paul and the False Apostles. I hope you will put up with me in a little foolishness. Yes, please put up with me. I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the spirit you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. I do not think I am in the least inferior to those super apostles. I may indeed be untrained as a speaker, but I do have knowledge. We have made this perfectly clear to you in every way. Was it a sin for me to lower myself in order to elevate you by preaching the gospel of God to you free of charge? I robbed other churches by receiving support from them so as to serve you. And when I was with you and needed something, I was not a burden to anyone. For the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied what I needed. I have kept myself from being a burden to you in any way, and will continue to do so. As surely as the truth of Christ is in me, nobody in the regions of Achaia will stop this boasting of mine. Why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. And I will keep on doing what I am doing in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things they boast about. For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve. I repeat, let no one take me for a fool. But if you do, then tolerate me just as you would a fool, so that I may do a little boasting. In this self-confident boasting, I am not talking as the Lord would, but as a fool. Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. You gladly put up with fools since you are so wise. In fact, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you or exploits you or takes advantage of you or puts on airs or slaps you in the face. To my shame, I admit that we were too weak for that. Whatever anyone else dares to boast about, I'm speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast about. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak, and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin, and I do not inwardly burn? If I must boast, I will boast in the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is to be praised forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas had the city of Damascenes guarded in order to arrest me. But I was lowered in a basket from a window in the wall and slipped through his hands. Before we move on, I just wanted to make a comment about Satan here. In verse 13 and 14, we're reminded about masquerading and that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. We just need to remember that he is a deceiver, he is a liar, and he is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And so I just pray for us even now that we would be able to see the truth. Oftentimes in my mind's eye, I believe that Satan lies to me about who I am in Christ and my worth in him. And I start to doubt myself. I start to judge myself by other people. And I was just reminded even today that comparison is the thief of joy. And I believe that Satan was trying to get me to compare myself with others or to some higher standard that I just can't meet. And so Paul, even here in this passage and in the next few chapters, he's going to hit again and again this wonderful truth that God's grace is sufficient for us and his power is made perfect in weakness. And so we shouldn't compare ourselves with others, but we should just put ourselves at the feet of the Lord and ask for his grace and ask for the Lord's discernment of truth. Okay, let's move on now to the book of Psalms. Today we are in Psalm 69 and we are reading the second part of this psalm today. Psalm 69 verses 19 through the end of the chapter. You know how I am scorned, disgraced, and shamed. All my enemies are before you. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none, for comforters, but I found none. They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst. May the table set before them become a snare. May it become retribution and a trap. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see and their backs be bent forever. Pour out your wrath on them. Let your fierce anger overtake them. May their place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in their tents. For they persecute those you wound and talk about the pain of those you hurt. Charge them with crime upon crime. Do not let them share in your salvation. May they be blotted out of the book of life and not be listed with the righteous. But as for me, afflicted and in pain, may your salvation, God, protect me. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with its horns and hooves. The poor will see and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. The Lord hears the needy and does not despise his captive people. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and all that move in them. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. Then people will settle there and possess it. The children of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell there. And now let's turn over to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are in chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. Then the Spirit lifted me and brought me over to the east gateway of the Lord's temple, where I saw 25 prominent men of the city. Among them were Jazaniah, son of Azor, and Pelatiah, son of Benaiah, who were leaders among the people. Then the Spirit said to me, "Son of man, these are the men who are responsible for the wicked counsel being given in this city. They say to the people, 'Is it not a good time to build houses? Our city is like an iron pot. Inside it, we will be like meat, safe from all harm.' Therefore, son of man, prophesy against them loudly and clearly." Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and he told me to say, "This is what the Lord says to the people of Israel. Is that what you are saying? Yes, I know it is, for I know every thought that comes into your minds. You have murdered endlessly and filled your streets with the dead. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. This city is an iron pot, but the victims of your injustice are the pieces of meat, and you are not safe, for I will soon drag you from the city. I will expose you to the war you so greatly fear, says the sovereign Lord. I will drive you out of Jerusalem and hand you over to foreigners who will carry out my judgments against you. You will be slaughtered all the way to the borders of Israel, and then you will know that I am the Lord. No, this city will not be an iron pot for you, and you will not be the meat safe inside. I will judge you even to the borders of Israel, and you will know that I am the Lord. For you have refused to obey me. Instead, you have copied the sins of the nations around you." While I was still speaking, Pelatiah, son of Benaiah, suddenly died. Then I fell face down in the dust and cried out, "O sovereign Lord, are you going to kill everyone in Israel?" Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today is Missions Monday, and so we want to highlight one of our mission partners, the Well House. This organization exists to honor God by rescuing and providing opportunities for restoration to female victims of human trafficking who have been sexually exploited. We are very dear friends with the Well House. Our Cooks on a Mission have done many things to partner with them. In the past, before COVID, the women from the Well House would come and cook with the ladies in the kitchen. And also we have other ways that we have made partnerships with them. And so we want to pray alongside them. One, for a publication that is coming. This is a book highlighting graduate survivor stories. We also want to pray for the expansion of their shop well. This is an endeavor to help their participants grow in their skills and to have a living wage. We also want to pray for the Well House Child Program. This is a new, recently constructed home for children on their campus, and they're looking for house parents for this facility, and so we just pray for that, and also for the chapel that is being constructed. I've been out there in recent days, and it's a beautiful construction. I can't wait to go inside, but they are praying that this chapel would be a place to share the good news of the gospel with more people. And then on a personal note, I did a Bible study with the ladies in the first house during the spring, and several of the ladies had a garden, and we kept coming back to this theme of garden, and that our lives are like a garden, and the Lord is bearing fruit in us. And so I just want us to pray together communally that God would use these ladies and that He would transform their minds and their hearts, and He would give them peace, and they would be bearers of much fruit for the kingdom. Would you pray with me? Father, we come to You aware of our great need, and we are a people who want to boast only in the Lord. Father, remind us of Your love and grace, and especially remind the ladies who are at the Well House of Your love and grace. Be with them, Lord. Bless this ministry immensely, we pray. Be with their Shop Well initiative and the publication that is coming out. Would You just bless this book with stories of how Your redemptive work has changed the lives of these ladies. We pray, Lord, for the new initiative to have a home for children who have been exploited. And we pray, Lord, that You would eradicate our world of sexual exploitation. We pray that the chapel would be a place where Your kingdom comes and Your gospel is preached. And we pray, Lord, that the ladies and that we as a congregation would be a garden from which there is much fruit. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.